Good morning, everybody, and welcome to episode number 30 of Imprintcast, the podcast dedicated to the Australian boutique label Imprint Films. My name is Tony Meeches, and joining me, as always, is my partner and colleague, John Matthews. John, how are you doing?
Doing well, Tony. I caught a bit of a cold, so excuse me if I'm sounding a little congested, but apart from that, feeling better and doing well. Thank you.
That's the main thing. You are getting better. That's one thing, is always look after yourself. Health comes first.
Indeed.
And up next is our other colleague, Ryan Kendall. Ryan, how are you doing on this fine morning?
Good, actually. Not bad. It's been a busy week, but ready to just chill and chat.
Excellent. And, of course, we had to have one more person with us, Mr. Paul Berryman. Paul, how are you doing?
Hi, good. Thanks, Tony. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me back on. Good to join you guys talking all things Imprint.
We can't wait. We always love having you on the show. Now, today's episode, we'll be discussing the November 2023 announcements. There are two box sets and four individual titles. Up first, Imprint Collections number 262 to 265, the Essential Film Noir Collection number 5. Collection 5 of Essential Film Noir features four more acclaimed and much sought-after noir classics, with three, a worldwide first on Blu-ray. Includes Island of Doomed Men from 1940, The Red Menace from 1949, The Burglar from 1957, and 13 West Street from 1962. Limited edition 4-disc hard box, 1,500 copies only. Now, disc one is The Island of Doomed Men from 1940, Imprint Collection number 262. Which is a worldwide first on Blu-ray. Oscar winner Charles Barton directs legendary Peter Lorre from M and the Maltese Falcon in this sensational noir that pushes the censorship restrictions of the era as far as possible, thanks to its element of sadism, bondage, spousal abuse, and one very startling moment of simulated animal cruelty from TCM Nathaniel Thompson. Peter Lorre plays Stephen Daniel, the owner of Dead Man's Island, using the off-the-radar colony as a place to keep paroled convicts as slaves. Undercover agent Mark Sheldon gets sent to the island and becomes trapped himself as Daniel's sadistic guards maintain a tight circle around the house and grounds. Special features and technical specs include a 1080p high-definition presentation on Blu-ray. Special features are to be confirmed at this stage. Audio's LPCM 2.0 mono, original aspect ratio of 1:37:1, and optional English hard of hearing subtitles. Disc 2 is The Red Menace from 1949, which is Imprint Collection number 263. This controversial noir, later re-released as Underground Spy, stars Robert Rockwell, Betty Lou Gerson, and Barbara Fuller, directed by R.G. Springsteen. When a disgruntled ex-soldier gets no help from the Veterans Bureau, he is ripe for the influences of communists who lead him down the party line, but he soon meets up with the disgruntled party members who attempt to break out. Special features and technical specs include a 1080p high-definition presentation on Blu-ray from a 4K scan of the 35mm nitrate original negative from 2013, a new audio commentary by film historian Sam Deegan, Hollywood on Trial, a 1976 feature-length documentary narrated by John Huston, The Hollywood 10, 1950 short film, audio LPCM 2.0 mono, original aspect ratio of 1:37:1, optional English hard of hearing subtitles. Now, disc 3 is The Burglar from 1957, which is Imprint Collection number 264, worldwide first on Blu-ray. Based on the 1953 novel of the same name by David Goodies, The Burglar stars Dan Duryea, Jane Mansfield, and Martha Vickers. A burglar and his two associates set their sight on a wealthy spiritualist who has inherited a fortune, including a renowned emerald necklace from a Philadelphia financier. This film is loaded with wonderful expressionistic touches that constantly surprise you and sometimes takes your breath away. A flashback sequence shrouded in dreamlike darkness, jolting edits, radical sound design, Sol Kaplan's amazing score, car chases that feel like you're riding the bumper, striking close-ups and shocking angles, and a stunning 10-minute carnival climax. This is an artful noir that deserves more recognition. That quote was by Martin Teller. Special features and technical specs include a 1080p high-definition presentation on Blu-ray, introduction by Martin Scorsese, behind-the-scenes photos and publicity stills, theatrical trailer, and more special features are to be confirmed. The audio was LPCM 2.0 mono, original aspect ratio of 1.85:1, optional English subtitles. And the last film on this set, on disc 4, is 13 West Street from 1962, in pre-collection number 265, which is a worldwide first on Blu-ray. Alan Ladd and Rod Steiger star in this thrilling adaptation of Lee Brackett's 1957 novel, The Tiger Among Us. When Walt Sherrill is brutally beaten by a gang of angry teenagers, he decides to track the teens himself, hiring a private detective, buying a gun, and stalking potential suspects. Special features and technical specs include a 1080p high-definition presentation on Blu-ray. Special features are to be confirmed. Theatrical trailer, audio LPCM 2.0 mono, aspect ratio of 1.78:1, optional English hard of hearing subtitles. Now, of course, these film noir collections, you can't go wrong with them. And this set in particular looks intriguing. For me, The Island of Doomed Men and 13 West Street seem to be my highlights. I haven't seen any film of those from that set, but these two are definitely on my radar for sure to watch first. Paul, what do you think of this box set?
Yeah, these sound all really, really good. Noir is like a fantastic genre. And as you said, Tony, all the box sets that have been put out are amazing. It's great that they've done another one. I've finished most of the previous noir sets. I think I've only got one film to go in the most recent film collection 4. Mm-hmm. I love the style of them. Most often they're shorter in runtime, and yet they still pack a lot of the story and great characters into that runtime. The picks for me from this set are coming probably Island of Doomed Men and Red Menace. And one interesting note on Red Menace, among the special features, they've listed the Hollywood on Trial doco, which a friend of mine pointed out to me recently that was actually originally announced for the Storm Warning release. And that was one of the few imprint releases which then had to unfortunately drop the special features. So I'm glad that they've now been able to get this out, because that sounded like it's going to be a really interesting documentary. So I'm glad that they're including it.
That's a very interesting piece of info. Thank you so much for that, Paul.
Mm. Yeah, there's hope that there might be more to come of those special features they had to drop at the time.
Definitely. John, what do you think of this set?
Yeah. Like I said, like you're all saying, you know, the noirs are great. I love it. I hope they just keep coming with these sets, because they're, you know, like you said, Paul, they're very entertaining. They're fast paced and you can generally get through them quite quickly, and they don't feel like they drag on. So yeah, I'm very, very excited for this set. The highlights for me, once again, similar, Island of Doomed Men sounds really fascinating. The Burglar, I guess because there's the Scorsese introduction, and obviously I know when Marty is behind a film, it's generally very good. So I'm intrigued to see his introduction. I'm sure there's a reason why he's a fan of it, because all the Martin Scorsese introductions I've seen for noirs, I've really enjoyed them. So this one is on my radar now, The Burglar. I never even heard of it. And 13 West Street also is a highlight for me, because it sounds like a bit of a Death Wish type film, especially just based on the plot. So I'm really intrigued there, just based on that. So yeah, really interesting mix. I'm very excited for this set. So yeah, this sounds like they've really deep cut, you know, picking out the titles now. So they're going kind of outside the general crime scope, like Island of Doomed Men. It sounds like it is a noir, but it's definitely out of the scope of it. So yeah, it's really getting interesting now, these sets. So yeah, I'm very excited for this box set. Yeah.
Same here. And lastly, Ryan, how about you? Are you excited for this set?
I am. It's very interesting that Island of Doomed Men, that whole like description is just like, it just gets more intense. It's like sadism, bondage, spousal abuse, and animal cruelty. I'm like, yeah, okay, sick.
But we have to say the words, because in the synopsis that we're reading, the word simulated is in brackets before the animal cruelty stuff. So it's not real animal cruelty, thank goodness for that, but it's just simulated.
Yes. Be very interested. From 1940, was it? 1942, so that's early.
Yeah, that's post. Code, so the code would be, I'm surprised they got away with it. Interesting.
Yeah, it was like 10 years after the code got introduced. Here's the synopsis of the Island of Doomed Men. It does remind me in some ways of the Island of Lost Souls or the Island of Doctor Who, but it's a different interpretation of it. That's how I see it.
Yeah, especially, I was thinking that as well. It has got that vibe to the synopsis and the title, so maybe there's a little bit of tie-in.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, especially with Peter Lorre, obviously.
Can't go wrong with Peter Lorre. He has never disappointed in anything I've ever been in.
He actually did appear on a Simpson episode where Homer, I think he's going to the Island of Lost Souls or something.
Yes.
Peter Lorre's on the ship. He's like, eh.
That's right. Yes, he did.
But no, this is a pretty sick set. It's a pretty cool set.
It is. Now, Ryan, did you want to start us up with the next title?
All right, next up in imprint, we have the Tales of Venture Collection 2, a full big box set. Collection 2 of Tales of Adventure brings 5 more timeless adventure films to Blu-ray for the first time worldwide. Straight out of the studio vaults and into the light, prepare to be transported to the heart of untamed wilderness in these cinematic jungle-based expeditions. No one is safe through the tales of courage, survival, and the unbreakable bond between humanity and the natural world. The jungle drums are beating. Grab your pith helmet and machete. Limited edition 4-disc hard box with 1,500 copies only. Okay, imprint number 266. We've got disc 1 is Angel on the Amazon from 1948, which is a worldwide first on Blu-ray. This cult classic was directed by John H. Auer and stars George Brent from Jezebel, Vera Ralston, Brian Ahern, and Constance Bennett. A mysterious woman leads an explorer and his party to safety after a crash landing in the Amazon rainforest. Special features and tech specs are a 1080p high definition presentation on Blu-ray from a 4K scan of the original 35mm camera negative from 2014. New audio commentary by film historian Philippa Berry. Audio LPCM 2.0 mono. Original aspect ratio 1:37:1. Optional English for the hard of hearing subtitles. Next film, because the first one, 266, is a double disc, double-sided film. 2 films in one. We got Daughter of the Jungle from 1949, which is also a worldwide first on Blu-ray. This rare guilty pleasure movie was directed by George Blair and stars Lewis Hall from Dead Again, alongside James Cardwell, William Wright, and Sheldon Leonard. An aeroplane carrying a pair of police officers escorting gangsters to prison crash lands in the African jungle. They are rescued from an attack by savage natives by a white woman who appears out of nowhere. Special features and tech specs are 1080p high definition presentation on Blu-ray from a 4K scan of the 35mm nitrate original negative from 2016. Previously unreleased 80-minute cut of the film. New audio commentary by film historian/screenwriter Gary Gerini. Audio LPCM 2.0 mono, original aspect ratio 137:1, and optional English hard of hearing subtitles. Disc 2, we have Fair Wind to Java from 1953, which is 267, as a worldwide first on Blu-ray. Finally, on Blu-ray for the first time worldwide, this Republic Pictures True Color classic is based on the 1948 novel of the same name by Garland Rourke, starring Fred McMurray from Double Indemnity and The Apartment. 19th century merchant seaman, assisted by a native girl, goes in search of a treasure trove of jewels on a remote volcanic island in the Dutch East Indies. Featuring thrilling special features by the Lydecker brothers, the stakes are high as our hero battles pirates, mutiny, and finally an exploding volcano. Based on the true 1883 Krakatoa eruption. Special features and text specs. There's a 1080p high definition presentation on Blu-ray from a 4K scan of a three-trip true color negative from 2017. New audio commentary by film historian Sam Dehan. Audio LPCM 2.0 mono. Original aspect ratio 137:1. And optional English hard of hearing subtitles. Disc 3. We have Elephant Walk from 1954. Another worldwide first on Blu-ray. Hollywood legend Elizabeth Taylor stars in this motion picture epic from Academy Award-winning director William Dieterle. Also starring Dana Andrews from Lara, Academy Award winner Peter Finch, and Abraham Sofa from The Naked Jungle. When John Wiley, an affluent plantation owner, brings his new wife Ruth to his estate in the jungles of Ceylon, it becomes clear her new husband is more interested in palling around with his friends than spending time with her. Left alone on the plantation, Ruth strikes up a friendship with the foreman, Dick Carver, and it isn't long before a love triangle develops. Many sections of this colorful picture were filmed on location in Sri Lanka, offering audiences a unique glimpse into the traditional process of tea making and native ceremonies. Special features and text specs are a 1080p high definition presentation on Blu-ray, new audio commentary by film historian and screenwriter Gary Girani, theatrical trailer, audio LPCM 2.0 mono, original aspect ratio 133:1, optional English hard of hearing subtitles. And the last disc, disc 4, film is Safari from 1956. It's a worldwide first on Blu-ray. The genius filmmaker behind Dr. No and From Russia with Love, Terrence Young, directs an all-star cast including Victor Mature from Kiss of Death and Academy Award nominee Janet Leigh from Psycho. In the expansive and treacherous wilderness of Africa, professional hunter Ken Duffield is mourning the loss of his son to Kenyan Mau Mau rebels. When he is given the opportunity to take an eccentric millionaire and his fiancée on a jungle expedition, Duffield uses the opportunity to hunt down his son's killer. Shot in Technicolor CinemaScope on location in Kenya. Special features and text specs with a 1080p high definition on Blu-ray presentation. High def presentation on Blu-ray. Special features are to be announced. Audio LPCM 2.0 mono and original aspect ratio 255:1 and optional English hard of hearing subtitles. That's the one. Look at that. Tales of Adventure Collection 2. What was that? Five films in a nice big green box set. Great. Nice cover art too. I like that cover art. It's got very good cover art, these Tales of Adventure collections, I must say. Who's first? Tony. Tony, thoughts, comments, concerns?
Well, thoughts are I'm actually very surprised that the second collection were announced quickly after the first one was released, but I shouldn't be too much surprised because the first one went out of print so fast from the imprint website, and it was only a matter of time, probably sooner rather than later, to get the second volume out. I adored volume one. That collection was just sublime. But I noticed, like, volume one, of course, if any of you have seen these films, they're all Arabian set. And this one, volume two, is all jungle set. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing these films. I haven't seen any of these ones either. But the one thing I'm really happy with is Safari. Safari's CinemaScope aspect ratio of 255:1, because I know a lot of movies lately had CinemaScope, it says that it was shot in CinemaScope, but it wasn't in its true 255:1 aspect ratio. They're usually the 235:1 aspect ratio, which is a little bit of a disappointment, but no big loss. But it is good to see the true aspect ratio for these films. But for these ones, of course, Elephant Walk, you know, William Dertel directing Elizabeth Taylor, you can't go wrong. And of course, Safari and Daughter of the Jungle. They're my top three picks for the ones I'm looking forward to watching.
Yeah, you could be right with that, like, themed thing as well. This one's all sort of like Amazon jungle.
Yeah.
So I wonder what is the next theme? Paul, thoughts, comments, concerns?
Yeah, well, glad to say no concerns. These all sound really good. I like Tony and Ryan, like you both said, I'm glad that they've picked a different theme for this one. So obviously the first one was all the Arabian Nights theme, and we had Aladdin show up in multiple of the films, and now Tales of Adventure, but now we've got Jungle Adventure. I like the creation of the titles. They all sound like they'll flow well together and create a really, like, immersive viewing experience if you watch the beginning to end. Elephant Walk is the only one I've heard of in the set. I had the old DVD that ViaVision did, and I actually hadn't watched it yet. So I'm glad that I've waited, because now I can actually watch on Blu-ray, and they've got a commentary on there as well. And that Fair Wind to Java mentioned as a Republic picture, and since the Silver Screens box set and Catman of Paris, I've really liked the Republic pictures films, so this one sounds like it would be really interesting as well. And like you said, Ryan, the cover art is beautiful. I love it. I can't wait for this one.
Totally. John, you're up.
Yes. Once again, no concerns. This is a great set. Yeah, like, I'm very excited, like all you guys are, because Volume 1, I had a blast with that set. Most of my, I'd never seen it. I'd heard of some of them, but it was good to see them. And the thing I love about the Adventure Collection, particularly Volume 1, is they're just such lavish, beautiful-looking films in terms of the technicolor and the scope. So based on the descriptions of these discs, they've really done some extensive restoration work. So I have no doubt they're going to look amazing. So being jungle-themed, same as most of you, I have not seen any of these, so I'm just very keen to get into it. The ones that intrigue me, obviously, yes, Elephant Walk and Safari. It seems like there's a mix of, you know, adventure, you know, romance, a whole bunch of themes in each one of them. And that's what I liked about Volume 1 was, despite being sort of Middle Eastern based, they all had their own unique sort of feel to them, so they didn't blur and feel the same. So, yeah, so like I said, very excited for this. I can't wait to get into it. A lot of good extras, and yes, the box set's beautiful, so makes me wonder what Volume 3 will be. What other sort of adventure location it could be, I'm not sure. But, yes, this is very, very intriguing.
They could do the ocean next or something.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
They could, yeah, ship ones. So, yeah.
That'll be amazing.
Sea theme ones, yes. Or like, yeah, or maybe like, yes, giant sea creatures or something. Yes, good point. Very good point.
Hint, hint, if you're listening, imprint. We've got some sea adventures.
I'm sure there's a few Moby Dick films out there as well.
Well, there's one I would love to get released, but we all know that with this controversy regarding a certain company, we will never get their physical releases again. The movie 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea would have been a perfect Blu-ray release, which is only been available on DVD, but of course...
Ah, fucking Disney, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know that controversy. We won't go into it any further. So, yeah, we'll go from there. Paul, would you like to read our next title?
Yes. So we've got imprint number 270, Assignment K. It's a worldwide first on Blu-ray. Stephen Boyd from Ben-Hur stars in this thrilling spy drama directed by Val Guest, best known for his sci-fi and horror films during a five-decade-long career, based on the 1964 novel Department K by Hartley Howard. Philip Scott, the boss of a toy company, is secretly also the chief of a British spy organization. Scott's cover is destroyed when enemy agents kidnap his girlfriend to force him to reveal the identities of his fellow spies. Limited to 1,500 copies. Special features and technical specs include a 1080p high-definition presentation on Blu-ray, more special features to be confirmed, audio LPCM 2.0 mono, original aspect ratio 2.35:1, optional English hard of hearing subtitles, and limited edition case with exclusive unique artwork. Yeah, this one sounds really exciting. Kind of a 1960s spy type film. Really intriguing cover on there as well. And Val Guest is like a great director, done some Hammer films. So no doubt this will be kind of in that vein, but more of like a spy themed one. So yeah, I'm really interested to see this. What about Ryan, your thoughts on this one?
Very intrigued with this one. I like my it's noir, sort of thing too. I'm very excited. The cover art looks sick. I love that cover art. I don't know. I'm just very excited. Very interested, I should say.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. I'm looking on the cast as well. Leo McKern is in there, who I'm pretty sure is an Australian actor who worked a lot in England. So that's interesting. Yeah. Tony, what about yourself?
I'm really looking forward to Assignment K. Because I love Val Guest. As I know John knows very well, and I know you guys know as well, I'm a huge Hammer fan. I love Hammer films. And he's directed probably some of the best ones. Like, to me, I'm looking at his filmography right now that he did for Hammer. The Quatermass Experiment, or The Creeping Unknown, which is probably my favorite out of the Quatermass films that he directed. That were released from Hammer. He directed that one, as well as The Abominable Snowman, The Camp on Blood Island, Yesterday's Enemy, Full Treatment, and many more. He also directed the 1967 Casino Royale, the James Bond spoof that has David Niven and, of course, legendary Woody Allen. With this movie in particular, of course, with a cast like Stephen Boyd, of course, we all know as Masala from Ben-Hur, he's never been disappointing. But this movie does look really good, and I'm actually excited for it.
Yeah, definitely. I really liked Camp on Blood Island as well from Hammer. So yeah, definitely Val Guest has got really good pedigree there. So no doubt this is going to be great. What about you, John?
Yes, I think what everyone said. Yeah, I do like a good spy film if it's done well. Imprint's released a few actually so far, and they've all been like ones I never heard of, and they're always entertaining. So yeah, this obviously British one, it'll certainly have a level of class to it, and obviously the Val Guest connection. I suspect it will be a really well directed film, because I have not seen a bad film from Val Guest, the ones that I've seen. So yeah, and like I said, what a cast. It looks like a lot of fun. So yeah, I'm really excited for this one. This is probably one of the ones I'll chuck in first when I get the set. So yeah, very keen for this one.
Paul, did you want to continue on with the next title?
Yeah, I'll continue on with imprint number 271 from 1966, Dead Heat on a Merry-Go-Round. Starring iconic Hollywood actor James Coburn alongside Camilla Spav, who won a Golden Globe in 1967 for her performance in this film, Harrison Ford also makes his silver screen debut. Eli Koch, a captivating rogue and full-time con man, cleverly seduces an attractive psychologist while in prison to win parole. Once out, he immediately goes to work, planning a major bank robbery in the Los Angeles International Airport, 1,500 copies only. Special features and technical specs include 1080p high-definition presentation on Blu-ray, more special features to be confirmed, audio LPCM 2.0 mono, aspect ratio 1.78:1, optional English hard-of-hearing subtitles, and limited edition slipcase with unique artwork. This is another one that sounds like so much fun. It's kind of like a crime comedy mix, and I don't think we can go wrong with James Coburn. I was watching COVID and Cult Film and Man V Film on YouTube with their talk of this release. And they mentioned Coburn from Presence Analyst, which is, again, a kind of comedy, crime kind of mix. And Coburn was also in Hard Times from the Walter Hill set. And his performances in both of those, even though different types of films, he's just got a charm about him that just really works. His smile in particular. So this sounds like it will be quite a fun film and an interesting mix of genres. But I feel like if anyone's going to pull it off, it will be James Coburn who can pull it off. John, your thoughts?
Yeah. This is one I'd heard of before, I think because of the connection with Harrison Ford being one of his first films. And he's really young in it. Like I remember seeing a clip of it or images of it years ago online. And he's like plays a role of a very young sort of soldier. I'm like, wow, that's his first role. So, or one of his first roles. So it's quite famous for that. But I've never actually seen the film. So yeah, like I said, it sounds like a fun sort of crime comedy film. Anything with Coburn is great. Like I said, both, you know, the films that Coburn's been in the Imprint collection have been top-notch. Presence Analyst, yeah, just hilarious. And I recently watched Hard Times, aka The Street Fighter, and he just gives an incredible performance there. So to see him in a leading role, this looks like a lot of fun. And there is the connection with Camilla Sparv, who was the Swedish actress, who was also in the one you just mentioned, the previous film. So yeah, this looks like a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to this. So yeah, it's one that I'm keen to get into. And yeah, it looks like another just sort of fun film.
Yeah, even the cover art on this one like leads to that fun look. Love the way they've got the dead heat on a merry-go-round in like a circular shape as well. Just really works. Nice poster art. Yeah. Tony, what about yourself?
Yeah, this one actually does look really good. I'm actually excited for this one. But yeah, as you said, with James Coburn, you can't go wrong. The President's Analyst is probably one of my favorite performances from what was released with Imprint. And of course, you can't go wrong with Hard Times with Bronson. That was another great performance. But with this one in particular, I have not seen it, and I'm actually really excited for it. This does look like a really intriguing heist film, and I'm actually excited for it. Anything with James Coburn, you can't go wrong.
Completely agree, yeah. Ryan, you got any thoughts on James Coburn?
I mean, like, you've all basically said it. He's a great actor. I feel he's, like, he's somewhat in, like, that underappreciated but still well-known category.
Mm.
The great performance and President's Analyst was a good a little mind crime caper, not even a crime caper, it's just, what's that word? I forgot it. Mystery film where he's losing his mind. It's a cool little cover art, as you said, the merry-go-round, dead edge in a circle, so things just going around and around, so I feel like it might be in the same vein as the President's Analyst, but also, I do like my heist films. That'll be fun. But yeah, this one and Assignment K were like two standout ones for me when it was announced, I should say. So I'll definitely grab this one.
Yeah, for sure.
John, did you want to read the next title?
Yes, I will. So yes, the next one we have is Diamond Head. This is a worldwide first on Blu-ray. So, Charlton Heston leads this epic tale set against the beautiful landscape of Hawaii, featuring original music score composed by John Williams. An outspoken, hard-headed man, King Howland, sets out to halt the marriage of his beautiful young sister to Hawaiian boy Paul Kahana. Even though Howland is having a secret love affair with a lovely Hawaiian Mei Cheng, he loathes the idea of a native boy joining the family. Based on the 1960 novel and the same name, Peter Gilman, Diamond Head also stars Golden Globe-nominated actor Yvette Mimieux, the Time Machine, and Academy Award winner George Chakiris, West Side Story. This is limited to 1,500 copies only. So, special features and technical specs, 1080p high-definition presentation on Blu-ray. Special features are to be confirmed. We have an audio LPCM 2.0 mono, original aspect ratio of 2.351, original English HOH subtitles, limited edition slipcase with unique artwork. This is one I have not seen, but obviously Charlton Heston, I've seen a lot of films of his. So this is more of a romance film, but with, from what I was researching, seems like it has a lot of interesting themes, particularly around, the primary tale of the story,
very race relations.
Race relations, this is about saying. Yeah, trying to have like other, you know, mixed interracial, you know, relationships within a family. So it's quite, you know, for 1963, it's quite a controversial topic. And I'm very intrigued to see, because it seems like a real, has a lot to say, despite looking like a, you know, romance film. It sounds like it has these layers on it. So, yeah, and once again, I like films set in Hawaii, particularly with the wide scope this film shot in, so I'm sure it will look beautiful. But, and it's got a great cast of A-grade players back in the day. So, yeah, this is one I'm very keen on. So, yeah, I'm quite intrigued. Kendall, what do you think of this one, Diamond Head?
It's still an interesting one when I was saying before, the race relations kind of thing going on here is, as you say, a little bit controversial for the 60s as well. Probably a bit of ahead of its time as well, too, I'd say. It looks interesting. Heston, I'm like 50-50 sometimes. It's got some good films and other films I'm just like, oh, yeah, cool. But I'll wait until people give me their reviews, see if I pick it up.
Yeah, definitely. And we usually associate Heston with the big sort of epics.
Yeah.
Obviously, the bigger. So to see him in a more, not low budget, but a more sort of, like I said, more subtle role.
Sort of a rounded role kind of thing. Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see. Paul, what do you think about this one? Is it one you've heard of, Diamond Head? Or, what are your thoughts on this?
I hadn't heard of it before, and I must admit, when I saw this announcement, it was probably the one that piqued my interest the least among the titles. But hearing more about it and kind of looking at the synopsis, like you said, there might be more to it than just like the romance level of the story, the race relations stuff and the Hawaii landscape. So, yeah, there might be something more for me to enjoy from it than initially what I thought. It'll be interesting to see what special features they pair with it when they're announced, to see what context might be given to it. And then, like you both said, Charlton Heston, you know, can be 50-50, but it looks like quite an interesting role for him. So, yeah, I'll definitely watch it and then see what it's like.
Tony, what about Diamond Head? What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I'm in the same boat as all of you. Like, I'm 50-50 Charlton Heston. But as you said earlier, John, he is well known for his religious epics like Ben Hur and, of course, the Ten Commandments, and we can't forget Planet of the Apes. This one, that's one thing I love about films back in from the 60s, early 40s to the 60s onwards. They are not afraid to handle controversial topics, and not like today's cancel culture, which is a bloody nightmare. But this, like, back then in the day, they weren't afraid to confront it head on, and for that I applaud the filmmakers who are brave enough to tackle this type of subject matter regarding race relations. And yeah, this movie, I have not seen it, but I am looking forward to it because of this controversial topic, as well as seeing the beautiful landscapes of Hawaii, and more importantly, hearing a John Williams score I've never heard before, so that'll be interesting.
Exactly. The score I'm sure will be incredible as well, based on what I've read. So, but yeah, you're right, Tony, like that sort of a film like this probably couldn't have been made in the 50s, but I think the early 60s they could start to get away with it. And that's, I guess, when films became a lot interesting in terms of their social commentary. And I guess the you know, civil rights started rising in the early 60s as well, so films started reflecting the culture at the time. But you're right, you know, you don't have to, they approached it head on and made audiences think about themselves as well. So yeah, like I said, what looks like a generic drama, a romance film, definitely is not on the surface. So yeah, very, very intrigued.
Absolutely.
Cool. And the next one, the last title for the month, is The Man in Half Moon Street. This is a worldwide first on Blu-ray, based on the West End play of the same name by Barry Lyndon. This rare sci-fi noir stars Nils Astor and Helen Walker, Nightmare Alley, on Blu-ray for the first time worldwide. Remade into the 1959 horror film The Man Who Could Cheat Death, a scientist uncovers that he can live forever by receiving a gland transplant every 10 years. Unfortunately, the unwilling donor must be killed in order for him to survive, something that doesn't bother the scientist until he falls in love. All right, so this is a special features, 1,500 copies only. Special features and technical specs: 1080p high definition presentation on Blu-ray from a new 2K scan, 2023. Special features are to be confirmed: audio LPCM 2.0 mono, original aspect ratio of 1.371, optional English HOH subtitles, and a limited edition slipcase with unique artwork. What looks like the cover looks like just some sort of, you know, I don't want to say the word generic, but just looks like a standard noir, maybe a crime film. The more I read about it, I was quite shocked to find that, yeah, it actually has a sci-fi twist to it. And I've actually seen The Man Who Could Cheat Death, but I have not seen this. This is obviously what it's based on, the story. And I'm intrigued to see the original because I did like the 59 film. And I guess it's become a bit of a not standard tale, but we've heard that tale over and again where people are trying, you know, films and stories that try to deal with eternal life and people trying to play God and obviously, but obviously with a twist that he has to get it from a donor. So yeah, this is a really intriguing film, one I have not seen. So yeah, I'm quite fascinated by this. Tony, what do you think of this one, The Man in Half Moon Street?
When I heard the word sci-fi noir, I was in, hands down. But then when I read this the synopsis that it was the remake of The Man Who Could Cheat Death, I've seen The Man Who Could Cheat Death, of course. It's a Hammer film directed by Hammer's legendary director Terence Fisher back in 1959. I adored that movie. I think it's one of Hammer's underrated films. I really loved that movie. But I have not seen this original. And of course, with casts like Nils Astor and, of course, Helen Walker from the original masterpiece of Nightmare Alley, I'm actually excited for it. And, yes, this one I'm definitely watching ASAP as soon as I get this bundle. This is going to be something I'm looking forward to it more than anything.
Yeah, it's just a unique premise, especially for the time, you know, mixing the noir into sci-fi.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very unusual and definitely stands out from the crowd. Paul, what do you think about this one? One that intrigues you?
Same as Tony. When I heard sci-fi noir, I was sold. Like, I didn't need to know anything else. I will watch this, just those two things alone. It sounds like it will be a cracking picture. And yeah, I haven't seen the Hammer remake, so it'd be interesting. I could kind of maybe watch this first and then seek that out after. And like you said, John, it's kind of a trope that we've seen done many times. But this being a 1945 film, I feel like it'll be really interesting to see. So yeah, definitely can't wait for this one. Probably the first that I spin when this bundle comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely stands out from the month in regards to being a genre bender. So yeah, absolutely. And Kendall, what are your thoughts on this one? So.
Same as everyone, sci-fi noir. I thought Simon Kay was this sci-fi noir, so my apologies. Yeah, no, I was very intrigued. I do know of The Man Who Could Cheat Death, but I have not seen it. I do enjoy my Hammer films as well. I do like the imprints, just like sort of like those single releases of noir films too. I do like the box sets as well, but I do like their like just odd points here and there with their single releases. Very interesting. Interested. I'll grab it for sure. I can't wait to see more special features for this as well. They always fall in love. It's always love, isn't it? Love conquers all.
Indeed. I think you're right, Kendall. When they have it as a standalone, I think imprint are really trying to draw your attention to it. Obviously, they could have been in a set, but I think sometimes if they feel it, you know, strong enough, they'll give it a standalone release. So it deserves its own spine number. Yeah, very cool. Well, that's The Man in Half Moon Street. Tony?
Yeah, that was The Man in Half Moon Street, and this is the end of the November bundle. And this month is amazing, with Essential Film Noir Collection 5, Tales of Adventure Collection Volume 2, Assignment K, Dead Heat on a Merry-Go-Round, and Diamond Head, and The Man in Half Moon Street. This bundle is now available for pre-order on the Imprint website, and the release date is November 29, 2023. But we can't end this episode without mentioning this. This week, during the time of this recording, Imprint have made a couple of surprise announcements. There are no official dates or pre-order links up as yet for these two titles. And they have announced two titles that are coming soon from Imprint. Number one is another film focus set. These film focus sets are incredible. I'm loving every one of them. And this one is dedicated to Burt Reynolds. And these films, and the films in this Burt Reynolds film focus set include White Lightning, Gator, and Hustle in the new 4K scan. Paul, have you seen any of these Burt Reynolds films?
I haven't seen any of these yet. Like you said, the film focus sets that Imprint have been doing are fantastic. So I'm glad that they're putting this together. I've given an opportunity to watch them. Based on the cover, the posters alone they've got there, I'm sold.
Ryan, have you seen any of these films?
I have seen Gator and White Lightning. I can't remember because they're both like, one's a sequel to the other. I think White Lightning is a sequel to Gator. I remember enjoying White Lightning more than Gator because White Lightning is just like full on action act and it's great fun. But I haven't seen Hustle.
John, how about you? Have you seen these three films?
Same with Kendall. Yeah, I've seen White Lightning. That one I saw because it stood out and yeah, full of action. A really good Burt Reynolds front leading film. I get these two mixed up, Gator and Hustle. I'm a little confused because I feel like I've seen one of them. My dad is a big Burt Reynolds fan. So when growing up, I saw, you know, well, a lot of Burt Reynolds films, Deliverance all the way to, you know, all his action roles to his car racing films. But these two, I think I feel like I've seen one of them, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I look forward to revisiting and giving this set a go. So he's an actor that unfortunately did pass a few years ago, but one that, you know, is a real legend. So the fact that they're going to honor him in this box set, this is great. So yeah, very excited for this set.
Absolutely. Like with Burt Reynolds, he's an icon. He's a legend. And with these movies, White Lightning, Gator, and The Hustle, I haven't seen any of them. And I'm actually excited for it. And of course, Gator is Burt Reynolds' directorial debut. He also directed that one as well.
He's an interesting character because his last film I saw, it was Last Movie Star or something. It was actually quite a sad film. I think it came out a few years ago. What was the name of it? On a mental blank. Oh, Last Movie Star. Yeah, it was one of his last films. And he was quite frail and very old at the time. But you realize that these actors at the time, like they weren't making huge. I'm sure they were making a decent amount of money, but it wasn't like Hollywood stars of today. So his career, if you see that film, it's quite a sad film. It's almost autobiographical in a way, but yeah, it's quite an intriguing film.
One of my favorite Burt Reynolds roles from his last years was hands down Boogie Nights. That's probably one of my most memorable performances. He was nominated for an Oscar and he also won the Golden Globe. And funnily enough, he actually hated that movie.
Yeah. I was going to say he did not want to be a part of that movie at all.
He did not want to be a part of it at all, but it got his career up and running again, which is great. But yeah, it's a shame that it's strange that some artists don't like their own work, but and they're getting praised for it, which is interesting, which is really good.
There's so many great Burt films. I guess the original Long. Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, Longest Slide, yeah. Sharky's Machine is good. Rent-A-Cop mm-hmm. is good.
Yep. Yeah. Cannonball films.
Yeah, Cannonball, yes.
Sure. Smokey and the Bandit. And,
yeah.
We can't forget the ultimate, probably one of his bad films, but I've always, that's the only bad film I remember, Cop and a Half.
Oh, I love that film. Oh, I had that on VHS. Fuck yes. It was so good.
Top and a half. But of course, for me, my favorite movie from Burt Reynolds will always be Deliverance. That's just a masterwork.
Yeah, that was the first film I remember seeing him in.
And the next announcement, which I got to say, really, really hyped me up. I was so excited for this because as most of us are in this group, in this chat right now, we're horror fiends. We love horror films. And this one, probably one of the best Exorcist ripoffs ever made. Alberto DiMartino's The Antichrist from 1974. Now, this film I've seen a few times and I adore it. I love it every time I watch it. And this one, and this release will include a new 4K restoration from Studio Canal and also brand new special features. And of course, that's all the info we have on that title for the moment. Yeah, with this one, I absolutely love this movie. Like, I've seen quite a few Exorcist ripoffs, but probably the two most memorable ones for me were Antichrist as well as the Turkish ripoff Satan. That was actually quite funny, I have to say. Paul, have you seen The Antichrist?
I've heard of this one, but I haven't seen it. But I'm definitely looking forward to this release. And the fact that the 4K restoration is coming from Studio Canal, everything that they do is always top-notch. So I have no doubt that it's going to look amazing. Be interesting to see what special features they sort of get to pair with this. But yeah, definitely excited because I haven't seen it.
You're in for a treat, believe me. Good one.
Can't wait.
Ryan, no doubt you've seen The Antichrist.
I have, many, many moons ago. I still got the, is it Umbrella DVD? Did Umbrella release it, or is it just a standard DVD?
Okay. I think it was an Umbrella, memory serves me correct.
Yeah, no, I've had that for a while. I've been wanting to, like, rewatch it too, but since Imprint will release it, I feel like they might give it the same treatment as Haunting of Julia, bit of a lenticular cover and booklet and whatnot.
I hope so, it'd be good.
Yeah, I feel like they might do that. It'd be cool if they did that. But yeah, excited.
Now, John, I know you have seen The Antichrist. What are your thoughts on this release?
Yeah, I can't wait. I have seen it. I saw it many years ago when I used to collect tapes. I was, you know, getting them cheap in cash converters for a dollar. I came across it. It was on the famous Palace Explosive label down here in The Antichrist. And I was not expecting much. And I saw it many moons ago. And yeah, I loved it. I love it too. It's really nasty, vulgar, really twisted Exorcist knockoff. But it's unique in its own way that it doesn't completely rip off The Exorcist, but it just takes the concept of possession. And obviously being a very Italian film. So yeah, I really like this film a lot. And knowing Imprint, I'm sure they'll do a really special bang-up job. So yeah, I can't wait for this. Bring it on. I'm looking forward to a special edition set from Imprint on this film.
Bring it on indeed. Because that's probably one of my favourite horror films of 1974. Now, those two announcements, Film Focus, Burt Reynolds and The Antichrist, have no release date or no pre-order links.
Well, I was just going to say, I guess, why are they doing this? I guess the big reason is, I think Imprint are trying to get ahead of the curb with the foreign market, because I think, you know, Antichrist just got announced from Studio Canal in the UK, mm-hmm. and also the Burt Reynolds just got announced from Kino. So I like this. I don't mind them breaking the secret because it saves us, like, the amount of times someone's, you know, we've gone ahead and imported a US or UK copy and then it gets announced locally. So I think this is a good thing. I don't know. What do you guys think of early announcements just to get ahead of the other labels importing?
I think you're right there, John. I think it's kind of good, especially with, like, what's happening with the Aussie market and releases as well. It's kind of just like, hey, don't worry, guys. We're still, like, releasing some stuff. They don't get too caught up with overseas releases.
Yeah, because it's happened so many times where I've imported something and I'm like, damn it, there's a local release, crap. Yeah. But yeah,
that happens a lot with them. The fucking, was it UK and America, you know?
Yeah.
See, like, Vincent or Severin release it, you know someone in the UK will release it soon enough.
Yeah, it's annoying. And so if you know it's coming, you can just hold off importing. Because, like, with Antichrist, like, Studio Canal announced in the UK, and to be honest, I was tempted to order that. And now I'm like, oh, I can just hold off. So, yeah. No, I think it's a great thing if they're going to get ahead of the announcements.
Yeah, and even though like they don't have a link yet to pre-order it, that's fine. We know that it's coming. We know they've got a release for the local market. So yeah, like you say, it's good to know to have that information.
That is true. It is really good to know. But don't forget also we are in September and near Christmas time. So, but you know, getting imprint customers and imprint fans rolled up to see what's coming soon. Not a bad thing at all.
No, not at all.
Okay, well, it looks like this is the end of episode number 30 of Imprint Cast. Now, these movies, as we said, for the November bundle, they come out November 29, 2023. Can't wait for this bundle. Of course, great classic films. Can't go wrong. Ryan, John, and Paul, thank you so much for joining in on this episode. It means the world.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah.
We are definitely going to have more episodes coming up soon. I think John and I revealed some stuff in the live streams that we do for the Imprint Facebook groups. But yeah, we'll see what's going to happen soon. Now, Paul, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, the best place would be Letterboxd, where I'm Paul Berryman.
And Ryan, how about you?
Facebook, Ryan Kendall. Instagram, what's my Instagram? From Beyond 1991, and my letterbox is From Beyond 91. There we go.
Okay. John, how about you?
Yeah, same thing on Letterboxd. It's just my name, John Matthews with one T. I am on Facebook under that name as well. I'm on various groups, so you can find me there. And yeah, more than happy to chat anytime about movies if you want to send a message. And yeah. Yeah, so that's where you'll find me, on the socials.
Yes, same with me. I'm on Letterboxd under FilmNut79, as well as Instagram X now, which was formerly Twitter, under FilmNut79 as well. You can follow us on the Facebook Imprint Films Blu-ray Collection fan group and the Imprint Cast Facebook pages. And we try to interact with members and film fans as much as we can. Now, yeah, that's it. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening and hope you have a good one. See you soon. Bye.
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 Yeah.